We're joined in the media center by our Camping World Series Top Fuel winner here at the NHRA Fall Nationals and the Texas Motorplex, Leah Pruitt, picking up her first win at the historic Texas Motorplex, second of 2023 and 12th of her career. En route to victory, Leah had some tremendous runs, taking out both Coletta Motorsports car Sean Langdon in the first round and points leader Doug Coletta at the time in the second round, setting up a rematch of the last final round out there at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Flip-flopped, and she actually defeats Clay Milliken to go to the final round against hometown hero Steve Torrance, who she beat on a hole shot to take the points lead in the championship battle and cement the first ever Tony Stewart Racing Nitro double up. Amazing day at the racetrack, Leah. Just walk us through your emotions after this day.
Well, I really, when people say that there's nothing like it, there's truly nothing like it. I just saw a video of what the starting line celebration was, and to see that Dodge Funny Car Team American Rebel stay there, celebrate, that those are the moments, and you can just see the excitement. I mean, we both of our teams work so well together, and when I say work together, they're in the ditches together, and then there last night we got Dickie and Newt just having a beer with Mike and Neil and reviewing everything of what our plan is for today, an American Rebel beer. But there's a, I guess this surpasses my very first Top Fuel win. The emotions that I have for it, the accomplishment of both Matt and I winning today, and what it means for Tony Stewart Racing, what it means, the position that we're in for the countdown. This is a very mature move by our team, and I feel that excitement is super high. We're in a very quiet media center right now, but this has been something that is going to be on my top memory list forever.
Amazing. Let's open it up to members of the media, starting off with Phil Burgess from NHRA National Dragster.
You've been in the points lead before, but never this late in the season. You've been a champion in other series, but now that you've got a chance to maybe do it here and talk about those emotions.
Sure. The last time I wore a cowboy hat was actually here at Stampede of Speed in 2018 when I had won the semifinal round in Factory Stock Showdown that secured the championship in the drag pack. And then we went on to the final and had a 32-second burn down at the starting line. And they stuck that championship Wally right behind my tire, and we won that final round, and we got to hoist two Wallys. So that's a memory I'll never forget. But today is something that, for those that do follow the points, we came into this race second in points. We came into race day third in points by the qualifying and points that Torrance had gathered. And, you know, we just know it's that tight. And, like, what is the value of where we're at? Well, it really just boils down to where we get to start on Friday, the position at the back of the pack. It is so tight. I think we're 4 points or something ahead, and we were 4 points ahead coming in, so we kind of gathered that right back up. But that's where that value lies. So, you know, we're proud of where we stand right now, but we know that, this might be the Stampede of Speed race, but this is a Stampede of Speed entire championship that we're at, and our top four are incredible. I do want to point out, Neil Strasbaugh has been absolutely incredible. Second year lead crew chief, and really rising to the occasion when it matters. And it's wild that it's about Stampede of Speed this weekend, and they did a phenomenal job, not only with the track prep, but with the promotion of the race. And like Matt said it best, we need more of that. But our entire issue in qualifying was horsepower. Thinking of Stampede of Speed and horsepower, we were way over-tuned. We were super eager to have our best qualifying, all that. And we got three rounds in, and we're like, where's that 2x4 that hits us upside the head? It says, we can't be making these fine-tuned adjustments. We got to completely detune. And then once we detuned, we had our quickest DT this team has ever had. And that set us up for race day. And then we got to fine-tune it. But my team took me all the way to the final. And I had talked with Matt before. We talked about some. I told him, I said, I'm intimidated by this left lane. From 5:15, 5:30, we've qualified there, and you can't see the bulb. It's very difficult to see the stage bulb. It's very difficult to see the tree in the left lane. We talked about it before. I said, any chance we can take the right? And we go, no, left's just, it's that much better. I go, okay, I'm going to have to find something. And Matt and I were talking, and he goes, it's not about getting up on the wheel. It's just about being focused. So seeing him win in front of me and everybody cheer, I was excited, but my focusability surpassed my excitement of him winning at that moment. And our conversation really led me to do what I needed to do and just look for, I go, yep, that's That's lit. Not questioning if it was or wasn't. And Steve, I know we're going to be battling them for the rest of this season, and it's going to be tight, and I look forward to it.
Next question, Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus.
It's not too long ago y'all had to start from ground zero with this team. And I know people say, well, there's a lot of season left, but you can see the end of the season here coming up rapidly. What does it feel like to be the team to beat after going through all of that?
I don't know. We've been in such a spot where we're looking at who's ahead of us and how to beat them. We can't change the dynamic of what we're doing. It does feel good. We've been, you know, pretty good in this sleeper spot coming up to them. And I feel like today, the pressure that we had on our last qualifying session and the pressures that we had today just strengthened us and for that position of the team to beat. They're all the teams to beat. We just happen to be a couple qualifying points ahead, and then we keep that into perspective, like not that we're number one in points, it's that we're number one in value for the first qualifying session in Vegas. That's it.
What an accomplishment going from that to that in the rapid succession that you guys have done that.
It is. I've like Joe said, I've never been the points leader outside of winning Pomona 1 a couple of years ago and maybe going into Phoenix, and so at this position in the season is and when I talk with Tony about his championships, you know, we have a lot of moments together, and there are times we have driver-owner, driver-to-driver conversations, and he goes, this is where I thrive. I thrive in championship contention, and he struggles with not having control of his race car and how that goes in the alcohol program, so to speak. But I told him my concerns, you know. I've been doing everything I absolutely possibly can to become a better driver and off the starting line, and I was disappointed in qualifying. And he didn't have a lot of words except for, I know you'll find it. And that's the type of team owner and leadership, I guess you'd say, instead of putting the pressure on from the outside, put the pressure on from the inside and see what grows.
Yes, question.
Mike Hague with Race Day San Antonio. You, if my numbers are right, you ran a 367, 369, 368, 368. Very consistent. Do you recall a time in your career when you ran those kind of numbers and that well?
No, I don't believe so. I don't think that there's any time that we've ran those consecutive numbers. Maybe early numbers in testing, but we never take it to the finish line. Being this consistent, and I had said it earlier that I believe that we are the most consistent race car throughout this entire season. That's why we get picked for a couple of testing of parts, tires, whatever it might be, because we can make it down the track in multiple conditions. But struggling to find that consistency in such these extreme conditions is new territory for us. And accomplishing that with those four runs today is going to set us up for, you know, Vegas is a little bit different with the altitude that it has, but Pomona is where we're going to, that's where we're going to be at the table and we're going to eat.
Allie Bland.
Feeding off Mike's question, he stole part of it from me. That not only is your car running consistently, like y'all are running long into the day, that you've been semis or better for the past six races. So you kind of answered the question, but I just continue to talk about the consistency of your team.
Sure. Well, I believe if you look back at the champions in any category, the more runs you make, the more data that you get, and the more that you can build on that. If you keep going out first round or second round, you're not able to build that database. And as a new-ish team 2 years in, you know, we don't have a ton of data. So we've gathered more in these last six races than we ever have. And that's, I think, the definition of momentum is using those tools that you keep adding into your gear inch toolbox.
Leah, I don't think there's anything that could possibly console a driver on coming up a little short in their own championship, except maybe a nitro double. You know, Tony had the experience, the heartbreak of coming so close to his own world championship. You said he helps you deal with your situations. What was it like helping him deal with his first real championship heartbreak?
Well, to be totally honest, Tony's been in the Fox booth for a number of races in the countdown, so he doesn't get to be present while Matt and I are going rounds, and Tony is very superstitious, and so as we even go into rounds, final rounds, you know, he's there on the starting line, but he backs up. So when it was announced that championship was clinched for Top Alcohol Dragster, him and I actually never got to speak. The next time I saw him was when he was watching Matt win the race, and then he came in, and we have our own superstition and fist pump and I love you and winks or whatever it is. I could see that today Matt and I winning is more than a band-aid. There's a big picture always going on, and it's something that I think there's never okay with. Here's the thing. There's been a hard couple of races for Tony from Charlotte and situations and going out early, car not being super consistent. And so I've been helping him in the very beginning, as everyone knows, about how to drag race and everything about that. And that was just stage one. Then there is the emotions of drag racing, the highs and lows, peaks and valleys. They are. You ask Tony, they're more intense than anything that he's gone through, because there's not another turn to go catch it. There's not the ability of a driver to make up for the lack of performance of a car, so to speak, because he's been absolutely killing it on the line in Top Alcohol. So he knows that he's proven himself there, and this is the best that he can do, and so he can show out the best he can for the rest of the season. But I don't know, it'll be I guarantee you tonight's debrief will be way better than last night's.
Leah, congratulations on your win. Good luck in the remainder of the countdown. We're headed to Vegas. Good luck.
Thank you so much.